Okay, in Parshas Ve'era, Torah tells us, let's go down the share screen. Vayomri lav Moshe kitzei siya se'ir efros es ka payel Hashem ha'kalos yechdalin v'berk radlo ya'od l'man teidaki l'Hashem ha'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro after Makas Barad that he's going to leave the city in order to daven to Hashem to remove the Makas. Says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to daven in the city because the city itself is full of idols. So we spoke a number of years ago about the permissibility of entering a church and under what circumstances that might be possible based on this pasuk today. We'll talk about davening and other performers of mitzvos in a makom netunaf and in a beis hakisa. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes in the context of discussing whether hirhur is kedibur dami, whether thinking something is halachically the equivalent of articulating. The Gemara quotes the Maimer of Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'kol makom mutar lahar hir chutz mi beis hamerchas. Let me base Hakisi, that the only place where there's a restriction of Hirhor B'divrei Torah is in a base Amerchatz and a base Hakisi. The Gemara says that's derived from the Pasuk, Vayam Mechanecha Kadosh, so to be Meharher and Kol Shekein to be Medaber in a base Amerchatz or a base Hakisi would be a violation of Vayam Mechanecha Kadosh. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Hei Sif Beis. Afilu lahar her b'divrei Torah, aser b'beis hakisa b'beser merchatz, u'b'makom hatinofes. So you're not allowed to be mahar her in divrei Torah. You definitely can't talk in divrei Torah. You can't even think in divrei Torah. In a beis hakisa b'beser merchatz or a makom mitunaf, v'hu amakom sheyesh bo tzoa meraglayim. So if there's tzoa meraglayim present, even if there's no reyach, and even if it's not in a beis hakisa, that is aser b'hir her. The Divrei Torah. Okay, then the Gemara tells us in terms of defining what's considered a Beis HaKisei or a Beis HaMerchatz. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that the Isser Beis HaKisei applies Afa Pisha Ein Bo Tzoa. Another part of the discussion, this is one of the sugyas of Hasmana Milsa, whether if you have a Beis HaKisei that was designated to function as a Beis HaKisei but was never used yet, does that also have the halachic status of a Beis HaKisei? So that we're machmir on le halacha. And this is quoted in Simon Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph, Asir Likros Kenega Beis HaKisei Yashan, the Isser of Kriyas Shema is even Kenega Beis HaKisei, even if you're facing a Beis HaKisei, even if you're not in the Beis HaKisei proper. Even if there's no tzoa in the Beis HaKisei at present, its status as a Beis HaKisei is enough to aser b'kriyas shema. The erali the hainu kishayim b'mechitzas of alam yesh lo mechitzas af b'yesh bo tzoa kari kinegdo b'samuch v'en choshesh, that if the Beis HaKisei has walls around it and you're in the next room and there's no smell, so then there's no iser of Beis HaKisei as long as there's no reach ra. And then the Gemara there on Kavav Amun Aleph tells us there's an institution of Bate Kisei de Parsai. Rava says that the Persian Beis HaKiseis, Alpha P de Isbahu Tsoa Kistum and Dhamma, those have a different status. Even if there's Tsoa in the Persian Beis HaKisei, it doesn't pose a problem. Why? Says Rashi there. The Parsai Bechafira Hayu, these were dug into the ground. And there was a slant, there was some kind of a pipe system. And any soa would immediately fall down through this pipe system and no longer be visible or connected to the Beis HaKisei. So in that case, the restrictions of Beis HaKisei don't apply to the Beis HaKisei de Parsai. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. Simon Pei Gimel Sif Dalid. Beis HaKisei shehu bechafira u'pi berichu dalet amos min aguma who also b'midron is made on a slant b'inyan shari miskalga b'nofel miyad l'merachok So everything falls in and falls away. That's kisasim dami. That's like it's closed off. And mutter likros bo im ein bo reachra. And you're allowed to lay in kriyashma there as long as there is no reachra. So that's a discussion among poskim of the last 100 years, whether our modern beis hakiseis, our modern restrooms, where we have presumably even better plumbing than the Persians did, do they have the same halachic status as a beis hakisei? So this is discussed among others by the Kosher Clover, Chuvas Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Kuf Yud, last Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So he raises this question, and he quotes from Meir Arik, possibility that where we have piping, where everything is going to flow out, then maybe it doesn't have the halachic status of a beis hakisei, and maybe as long as there's no reachra, you could even say kriyas shema in such a beis hakisei. So he quotes that possibility from Meir Arik. The Chazon Ish discusses this in Orach Chaim Simin Yud Zayin Oth Dalid, that he says at first glance maybe it should be our beis hakisei should be like the beis hakisei de Parsai. And then he says maybe it's not the same. I'm not exactly sure how he understood that metzias, but he says maybe that's better than ours, because there everything immediately went down, and by us you have to flush for something to go down. So maybe the beis hakisei de Parsai was better. And then he ends up saying that in principle there's a strong argument that our beis hakisei doesn't have the same status as the beis hakisei. That our beis hakisei is no worse than the beis hakisei de Parsai, but that's halacha lelamaisa. I mean, he doesn't, in practice, advocate or allowing saying kriyas shema in a beis hakisei, even if it's clean and there's no reach ra or no tzar present. Ramosha, Chuvas Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Evan Ezer Simin Kuf Yudalid, Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Yud Dalid, briefly discusses this as well in the context of if you have an open door to the beis hakisei, that if the door is closed, so our practice is that we don't view the door as being part of the beis hakisei, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem to say kriyas shema kenegdo as long as there's no reach ra. He raises the question is, and that should definitely be true by ours, where maybe you could argue it has a din of the beis hakisei de Parsai. But you know, that's the extent to which he raises it in terms of whether the door poses a problem if you're opposite the door. Then he mentions as well that as far as our beis hakisei, there may be more of a makam lahakel in the following situation, that generally speaking, any netilas yadayim that is obligatory should not be performed in a beis hakisei or beis hamerchatz. So he says to wash your hands for achila, which is necessary mikra din, that you can't do even in our beis hakisei, even if our beis hakisei may be more like the beis hakisei de Parsai. However, he says, if you as far as washing your hands for tefillah, so then that's less of a mikra din obligation. And therefore, if there's no other place to wash for tefillah, then you could wash them in the sink in a beis hakisei, because b'di'eved, even if you don't wash them at all, as long as you wipe your hands clean, that'd be sufficient for tefillah purposes. L'chachila, it's better to wash even for tefillah outside of the beis hakisei, but if necessary, if there's nowhere else, you could wash for tefillah in a beis hakisei. And Rav Avadya writes, Yabi Omer Chela Gimel Orachayim Simen Beis, Chela Gimel Simen Beis. He also discusses this question of whether our beis hakisei has a din of a beis hakisei de Parsai. And he quotes some of the marmakomas that we just quoted and many others as well. He actually quotes from the Munkacher that he discussed an old beis hakisei on a train where it sounds like it opened up to a hole in the bottom of the train. So you know, 2 seconds later, you're far away from anything that went out of the hole. So he raises maybe that would have a different status as well. But Rav Avadya says in this tshuva that also for Natilas Yadayim Shal Shachris, when you get up in the morning, if push comes to shove, there's what to be made of B'Shas Tzadchak to wash in a bathroom, because there also, you could be mitzarif, those who hold that nowadays there's no Ruach Ra, if you assume that the real reason for washing in the morning, Machlok is Rosh and Rosh, because of Ruach Ra, so then maybe that's not as necessary Mikra or Din either. So he raises that, that maybe you could wash in Tzadchak Shal Shachris Shachris in the bathroom as well. Okay, now what about the performance of other mitzvahs beyond Hear Her or Dibur B'Divrei Torah and beyond Kriyas Shema and Tfila in a Makom Metunaf or in a Beis Hakiseh? So Tshuvas Halachas Ketanos, Chelek Beis Simen Nun Zayin. Halachas Ketanos was a Sfardi Gaon in the mid-1600s. She'ela, in Mutter L'Davir Basias Mitzvos, B'Mekomos She'ena Nekiyah. So are you allowed to talk about performing a mitzvah in a makom she'eino naki? Kigon, neilach v'nikna lulav tov v'chayosei. Kigon, laharher, heyach yasa sukkah na v'talsna. So can you plot your sukkah building strategy in a makom metunaf? Can you discuss going to buy your arba minim in a makom metunaf? Says the Tshuvas Halachas Gedolos, achata sholeini imutra lahar behem, sholeini imutra lasosam v'makom she'eino naki. So you're asking, you're allowed to think about doing a mitzvah. You should ask her, you're allowed to do them, maybe even allowed to do a mitzvah in a makom she'eino naki. Because the din is in Yerideya, Simen Yudalid, Shochtin Ubokim, Besam Bibachayim. You're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to be bodek in a slaughterhouse, which is a makom netunaf. And it's impossible that you're not going to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah, because you have to think that Hilchos Shehiya and Drisa, and make sure you're not violating any of the psula shkita, and make sure there's no treifa. So that's all considered here hor b'divrei Torah. And after all, we walk into a Beis HaKisei wearing our tzitzis. So are you allowed to be noto lulav in a Beis HaKisei? You're allowed to blow a shofar there. So he says, leaving aside the discussion as to whether b'di'evit is acceptable, but l'chachila is aser. Shaloyi mitzvahs bezuya salav, that it's a bezuya mitzvah. Just like you're not allowed to do kisei adam with your foot. So it's a bezuya mitzvah to perform a mitzvah in a beis hakisei. V'dibor aser b'makam she'enu naki, kal makam she'yav alidei hira, v'lachsha b'shir arach v'rocha, v'hachsha mitzvah, v'ya Torah, v'ashochi d'bodek, v'malachta v'osek, v'kvar bakiba. Says no, that you shouldn't be performing any mitzvah in a makam metunaf. You shouldn't be maharer in any mitzvah makom metunaf. I, the shulchan of Beis HaMitzvachayim, he's not thinking about the sugya. He's just doing his job, and he knows what he's doing. He's already baki in the halacha, so he's not thinking about halachas. He's just thinking about the mechanics of the actual shechita. And tzitzis, that's covered. So that's not really a problem. If you walk with your talis gadol, you can't bring it to Beis HaKisei. You have your talis katan, so that's covered. So that's not bizei mitzvah. And that's what you pass in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kaf Aleph for Arachayim Sif Gimel, Mutter, Likanis Betzitzis, LeBeis HaKisei. That Taz points out over there, that we're talking about Dafka A, talis katan. So it's covered enough that's not a bizayon to the mitzvah. In the Sefer Yishei Yisrael, he says, maybe there's another consideration when it comes to a talis katan. It's a mitzvah that you already engaged in before. So it's not like you're doing a mitzvah now in the Beis HaKisei. You were engaged in the mitzvah before you walked in. And since it's covered, you're just continuing in the mitzvah that you had started before. Right. No, Right.
What about a kittel?
So that's what the Taz says there, a kittel not, because a kittel is a bag of yuchal tefila. So the Taz says you should take your kittel off before you go into the bathroom. But the way he presents the Taz Katan, it sounds like that's standard practice. It's generally mechusa, It's part of your clothing. I think some say it's not a mitzvah per se. It's that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyumis. That if you have a baggage of arba kanfos, you have to put tzitzis on it. So it's not like a klishal mitzvah per se. It's supposed to tell us godel that you only work for tefillah, and that would be different. That seems. Okay. No, Rav Moshe wasn't talking about Netilas Tadayim Sheshachas. Rav Moshe said you could make on Netilas Tadayim Sheshachas also, but he agreed that you could be make on Netilas Tadayim Tefila, but not for. I think we try to avoid it. Yeah. Again, there's what to be mitzarif l'kula, especially because our beis hakiseis maybe are like beis hakiseis de persai mekar edin. That's what these achronim are talking about. But all things being equal, better not to.
Negel vaser, is there a problem with negel vaser?
So that's what. So there also, Rav Adya says, is what to be mekal about. But some would say that it's also better not to. Now, the question is, what's the if? So. It could be it's just an atilas sedayim with a bracha that I mean, if you follow Mishabru and you wash twice in the morning, so it could be that maybe the first one that's fine to do in the bathroom, the second one you should do outside of the bathroom. But the second one is the one that you're making the bracha on. Okay. Right. Yeah, I was talking about walking in while you're wearing it because it's mechusa, correct? Okay, the Be'er Halacha has a comment in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Ches in Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar that, quoting from Magen Avraham, that if we're talking about when you hear tkiyas that are spaced apart, that if it happens to be Shem Ones, so what's an example of an Ones? That the person wasn't in a physical condition with a Guf Naki, or he was in a place she'enu naki, so that's considered a makom ones. And kein l'chora, so you see that it's not just by tefillah that we're concerned about a makom matunah. We're concerned about tefillah, birkas hamazon, halal megillah. But maybe that shouldn't be a concern by tkiyos, which is only a ma'isa mitzvah. How do you know that, the Mishavura asks over here, how do you know that guf naki is a consideration, a makom matunah is a consideration for shofar as well? Maybe it's only limited to mitzvahs where there's an articulation of a darvish b'kedusha, but not by tkiyos, which are only a ma'isa mitzvah. Hey, chametzina she'asel kaya mitzvah she'kishegufo einu naki, of a makom she'einu naki. I'm asel lilbash tal she'dal kanfos kishegufo makom einu naki. Lametzina ba v'shemakom tzarachia. How do we know that there's a problem of guf naki or requirement of guf naki and a problem of makom she'einu naki for a mitzvah like shofar? Because Mata Ephraim, Nirishim Hiska Litko, Mayim Shosin Alberka, Posek, Ashiklu, Mayim, Vichos Litko, Mirosh, and Taka Bashasha Mayim, Shosin, Ophila Matsa, Sobim Komo, Yatsa, Sil, and Mikomoka, Yashalasa, Vichos Litko, Libracha. So he quotes Mata Ephraim, seems to say that it is a problem, just like Kriyoshima. But maybe that's because Mitzvah Srikos Kabana. And that's also the fact that you need kavana samitzvah is like divrei Torah, like be maharbi divrei Torah. So if you can't be maharbi divrei Torah makom etunah, if you can't do a mitzvah like shofar makom etunah, even though the ma'isa mitzvah per se isn't problematic, but it's the machshava that is the kavana that poses the problem. Rav Avadia Zetshuva Yabi Omer Chelik Vav Yoredeya Siman Kavtes about the mafir shumas and maestros, the mako mitunas. So he starts with the din, the Mishnah beginning of Trumos, that among the list of people that can't be Mafresh Truma are someone who's undressed, someone who's a Balkari, who can't recite the Bracha. And he quotes that situations where you can't, if you can't recite a bracha because you're not dressed, so then the Mishnah can't be mafresh challah in that state either because of a bracha. So that's a bracha problem, and that's relevant b'malka matunif as well. But what about where you don't have to say a bracha? So let's say you're being mafresh shuvos and maestros, in a situation where you already said a bracha on some peiros, and now you'd be mafresh shuvos and maestros and other peiros, and you're in a malka matunif. So if you don't have to recite a bracha, is that also a problem of doing the mitzvah of hafrasha? Or demai, where there's no bracha. They quote from the Chida, Sefer Tov Ayin, who raised the question, and quotes a Gadol Echad who is mistapik. You have a Yisrael Chavish Rebeis Asum, someone's in jail, and it's a Malka Matunov. So he's definitely not allowed to daven or be Maharbi Divrei Torah. But can it be Mekayim a mitzvah Ma'asis without being Maharer? Let's say he's in the jail cell, it's a Malka Matunov, and someone sticks in through the window a lulav and an esrog. So can he shake the lulav and the esrog even though he's a makom metunaf? So the Chidah quotes a raya from Kiddush and Lamed Beis. The Gemara there says, maybe you would have thought that there's a mitzvah of kima in front of the zaken, even in a Beis HaKisei, a Beis HaMerchatz, Tamar Lomer, Takum V'Adarta, kima sheish behider. So you need a pasuk to tell you that it's not a standing up sheish behider if you're in a Beis HaMerchatz. But if it's a case that you don't perform any mitzvah in a Beis HaMerchatz, so typically that you don't perform mitzvahs in a Beis HaMerchatz in a Malka Metunas. What do you need a pasuk for? Ella what? You see, apparently we're not makbid on a Maisa mitzvah per se. Then Ravadia thinks, that's a question of the Chida. Then he says, maybe it'd be mechalik between a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabanan, if you accept the distinction that mitzvahs tzvichos kavana are only for deraisa, not for derabanans. And the thrust of why you couldn't perform a mitzvah in Malka Matunaf is because mitzvah srichas kavana, which is what we saw in the Be'er Halacha based on this understanding of the Magen Avraham. So when it comes to something like Afrashas Trumas or Maestros, so there, that's a mitzvah, maybe that's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyubis. That's also probably machlokas vishonim, in which case you wouldn't say mitzvah srichas kavana, even if it's deraisa in any way. Nowadays, it's all the Rabbanon. Then he quotes from Rav Chaim Palagi, Chuvas Leiv Chaim, Simon Kufayin Gimel, was asked, are you allowed to give tzedaka in a Malka Matunaf? So he quotes the Chida, and he says that Yishtel Su Desvirus Omer. That's, let's say a person's in a place, a Malka Matunaf. Can you count Omer? So he quotes, you count Omer without a bracha, just as a placeholder, just like many Achronim say by an Onein. Then Onein doesn't perform any mitzvahs, but if he's going to be an Onein for an entire day of his Omer, then he's going to lose the ability to count with the bracha afterwards. So most poskim assume that he should count without a bracha as a placeholder, not because it's he's doing the mitzvah, it's just to enable him to continue counting with the bracha afterwards. So same thing over here, if you're in jail in a Malka Matunaf, and you can't say bracha, count Omer as a placeholder. But he says that beyond that, he thinks when it comes to tzedakah, tzedakah isn't just a mitzvah, it's to benefit an ani. So the ani should lose out just because you're in a Malka Matunaf. If you could benefit him, you forget about the thrust of mitzvah tzedakah is benefiting the ani and not the kiyum mitzvah per se. I saw, we'll conclude with this, I saw a discussion in the Parsha Shema Adonai Asher from a few years ago, that let's say you're in a Beis HaKisei, Shabbos is over, and you want to rip toilet paper, turn on the light. So can you say Baruch HaMadu Ben Kodesh L'chol in a Beis HaKisei to enable yourself to do Malacha? So he quotes He quotes Bishem Rav Yashiv that somebody asked Rav Yashiv this Shaila, and he paskin that you're allowed to do it. And he quotes that from Shlomo Zalman as well, and others. And then he says, well, maybe you're really Mekayim Mitzvah Sadala by saying Baruch Hamavdil Beikadosh Shachal. And then you shouldn't be doing that in a Makom Metunah. That's a Bizayon for the Mitzvah. Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. It's a Bizayon for the Mitzvah. He quotes that from Yaakov Meir Stern and Rabbi Naftali Nussbaum, one of the big Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. So he quotes this as the Machlokas among contemporary poskim, where they could say Baruch Hamavdil Beikadosh Shachal in the bathroom. I'm sorry? That's not the Brit Torah. Yeah. You're just making a statement that without shame and malchus. I mean, if you're, it sounds like from the Makilim that they're quoting that you can, that you can parse it and say it's only for the technical harvacha that you make by making that statement. It's not intended as a bracha. Because I would have assumed off the cuff like you that it's a bracha, even if it's al shem malchus, and even if not a mitzvah of even if not mekayim avdallah. I don't know if that's divrei Torah. I don't know. So that's what the Lachas Katanos is saying, that if you're shechting, even though you're making sure not to violate any of the psula shechita, that's not here in every Torah. That's just doing your job. It happens to be that touches on sugyas. But if you're doing a malacha, you're doing something l'shem the work that you're doing, even though there are halachic issues that arise. That's not here in every Torah. That point doesn't bother me, but. Basically, my Be'ah Bracha, even without that, so, I don't know. Okay. You're saying the whole reason for the mitzvah is for kavod. So even if it was true that you can't, perform mitzvahs in that environment, but there's a, that's the more primary consideration? Maybe, okay. Okay, Shkoach.